You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. Time flies when you're having fun. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour as we talk about the top NFL teams heading into the 2022 season. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. You can always listen on your local affiliate. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, on SiriusXM channel 158, and on a smart speaker. Very, very simple, very, very easy. You can also participate in the show. You got a phone, right? You can call me, 855-212-4CBS, or if you're someone who is more prone to participate on social media, you can tweet me. I am at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, if you're looking for me, I'm the dude with the bandana and the afro. Go ahead and add me. Tonight, had a fun show. We've taken a look at Thursday Night Football, which is less than 24 hours away from now, the start of the regular season in Los Angeles. We talked about Jason Peters joining the Cowboys after dissing them a few years ago. We talked about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has laid down an ultimatum to the Baltimore Ravens, and he basically threw out a deadline as to when he is going to stop negotiating his contract. Take a listen, because this is what Lamar said earlier on Wednesday.
As of right now, you know, we're still talking. You know, the week's not over yet, but soon, probably be a deadline, probably be cut off after this week. Kickoff, I would not be talking about a contract. I'm thinking straight Jets around kickoff time.
But as far as a deadline in your
mind? The end of this week, Friday.
End of this week, Friday. We talked about that. I think both sides are playing with fire. We had an interview. Mark Schlereth, former offensive lineman for the Commanders, former offensive lineman for the Broncos, he came through and he joined us. He believes that the Buffalo Bills have the best chance of winning a championship this year. We talked about Aaron Judge as he has hit another home run. And then I gave you my top six list of NFL teams in 2022. Heading into the season, you know, who are the best of the best? Who has the best chance of winning a championship? If you missed the reasons, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. In the interest of time and all of the callers we have populating our phone lines, here's a recap, a quick one. At number six, I gave you the Saints. I believe in their defense. I think it's going to be one of the best in the league, again, like it was last year. And Jameis Winston, if he can make it through an entire season healthy, even without Sean Payton, I think they have some new offensive weapons. I think their defense might have actually improved. I think they are going to be good. At number five, I gave you the Packers. At number four, I gave you the Bucks. At number three, I gave you the Kansas City Chiefs. At number two, I gave you the defending champion Rams. And at number one, it's the Buffalo Bills. Not just good on paper, good on the field. Having the best collection of talent actually gives you the best chance of winning. They just have to make it work. Yes, championship is not won on paper. Let's see if they can continue to elevate their game, especially adding someone in like Von Miller with championship experience. I don't think that can be understated, having him in the locker room. One team that I did have on the list that I ultimately removed because I'm just waiting on them to get over the hump. That happens to be the Chargers. I'm expecting at some point over the next several years for Justin Herbert to win an MVP. He's going to have to light it up, which I think we all know he's capable of. He's going to have to go to the playoffs first. They're going to have to get over that hump. But because of the defense, because of the Saints, because of the experience factor, even though they're under a different head coach – I'm more comfortable with them right now. Despite that, their head coach, Brandon Staley, adding another year of experience under his belt, he talked about this upcoming season, and he talked about everything that comes with his year.
There's so much to do between now and the first game, let alone the 20th. So you know how much changes in an NFL season. I think you're aware of the change that happens throughout an NFL season. If you just take a look at my first season, the changes that went, you know, from this day last year to the end and what we went through, you know, you got to be prepared for an awful lot. And I think that that's what we're trying to do, is build a complete football team, try to create a team that's deep enough, that's good enough to win, you know, that particular week, whatever week it is. And, you know, we know that there's so much work to do and that nothing is set. Nothing is ever finished in the NFL.
Yeah, well, if Anthony Lynn left any of his clocks or watches in the office, I would think that you would throw them out. Don't repeat any of his mistakes and actually, you know, finish some games. I think there's room to grow for the Chargers. And Derwin James is one of my favorite players. I'm glad that he was able to, you know, cash in. I just hope that the seasons prior to last are fluky and that he will just stay healthy. The team that I did put on the list happens to be the Saints. And speaking of the first game of the season, Brandon Staley is correct. There will be a lot of ebbs and flows throughout the course of the year. Dennis Allen, with his team, one of the best defenses in the NFL, an improved offense, hopefully with a healthy Jameis Winston not turning the ball over, Dennis Allen is ready to face the Falcons. And, well, this is what he had to say.
Got the Falcons this week at their place, so we'll it'll be a tough challenge. You know, the obvious thing is there's a few new pieces to the puzzle here, and so we'll have to figure some things out as the week goes along. But, you know, we're excited about getting going and getting the season started.
Not bad to draft Chris Olave, to bring in Jarvis Landry, to sign Tyrann Mathieu. Not too shabby. Fingers crossed on Michael Thomas. Maybe Michael Thomas can talk to Jameis Winston about being or staying healthy. Because Jameis Winston, as he explained to the media today, he's not only an expert at playing quarterback in the NFL, which is also debatable, he's an expert on anatomy. Maybe he can give Michael Thomas some tips. Listen.
Work my ankles. And you got certain things that we're all like, it's our body is so symmetrical, right? You got your wrists, you know, and then what are your wrists on the bottom half? Your ankles, you know, you got your shoulders up top. What are your shoulders? Your hips, you know what I'm saying? You got your elbows. What are your elbows?
Your knees,
right? Like, so it's symmetrical and you just got to work different parts.
Oh, Shep, were you aware that your wrists in your bottom half are your ankles? Were you aware?
I was not.
Neither was I.
It really wasn't, all seriousness.
Hey, did you know your shoulders are your hips?
I did not know that either.
Well, you learned something new. Thank you, Jameis Winston, for blessing us with your knowledge. Before we pick up the phone lines here, Shep, let me go ahead and ask you. When you think about the top teams heading into the season, who do you favor right now to potentially hoist the Vince Lombardi when it's all said and done?
Oh, listen, I'm not going to, you know, break the wheel here. I'm not reinventing the wheel, I should say. The Buffalo Bills, considering how close they came, given the additions they have given their chances to win, and then what Von Miller did in the Super Bowl, how that is going to translate to the Bills when they then get on their next big stage. He showed the world why he can go toe-to-toe with an Aaron Donald in terms of overall impact, the 2 sacks he had. So that acquisition they had is going to pay such dividends, JR. And I love Josh Allen. He just gets better by the year.
Yeah, Von Miller, he's a closer. He's a finisher. And the Buffalo Bills have really looked for a consistent pass rusher for the past several years. Whether they have tried to draft or bring somebody in, they've had to pretty much work in waves. They have not had a Von Miller. And it's not like Von Miller is some spring chicken. At the same time, he ain't the oldest dude in the building. But I swear, man, he got a lot left in the tank. And his experience, especially being able to go out there and work with the younger guys, he's going to be out there when it matters. He's not going to be out there for every single play. But when it's time to knock the quarterback on his ass in crunch time, Von Miller will be there. And he's trying to add to his own legacy. He's trying to add to his own career, which is already at a Hall of Fame caliber and status. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the best of the best, a new top six list I just shared with you. I got the Bills number one on my list. We did talk to Bill from Toronto right before the break. And Bill, he's like, listen, man, I have watched the Bills forever. And Bill, I want you to finish up. Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, I was just saying that I know you guys are getting me excited here again. Just listen to the hype and everything with Vaughn and the boys. But there's always a but there, JR, and I hate to say it. And as I said, being a Bills fan forever, we've had some just disastrous losses. And it's almost like they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop, as I said. And I'm very excited, though. I know we're looking great, but I don't know how they do it. Like 13 seconds and all these crazy things happen. So I remained calm last year, to be honest with you, the whole year. And my friends were saying the same thing that's happening here. Your guys are going to go this year. And I'm just thinking, okay, something's going to happen. And finally, in the last game, when I was sitting with my friends and everything else, I was fairly calm most of the game. And then when Hill caught that crossing pattern, I just jumped off the couch and yelled, "Get on him!" And of course, they didn't. And then we came back, and then we lost, of course, inevitably.
Well, let me tell you, Bill, let me tell you something. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You could be a Jets fan, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You just laughed. So understand you are a fan of the Bills. They have talent that doesn't necessarily equate automatically to a championship, but I'm going to say it again. You could be a Jets fan, Bill, okay?
That's true. That is true. Yeah. We had some lean years, too, but I know what you're saying. Yeah, you enjoy it when you can. That's exactly right. And I'm going to enjoy the ride, and I hope we do it this year.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate you for calling up from Toronto. And by the way, the New York Jets, if you're not familiar, Zach Wilson is going to be out for the first four games of the season. You know, that sprained knee that he suffered in the preseason. And so if you love Joe Flacco, get used to him. He's going to be back starting for the New York Jets. Very exciting situation and scenario. 855-212-4CBS. Tom is calling from Chicago.
The top six list, I live for this. It's like a sport pinata.
A sport pinata? What are you beating?
You strike it, and like all the candy comes out, brother.
Hey, really nice. Go ahead.
Very nice. The only exception, and I've listened to you, you've already given all your justifications.
Yes.
And like I told David at the start, the only reason I called is because you did leave San Diego out, and you made a really audacious choice in the Saints. And I'm looking at the Saints roster. I'm like, wow, their defense. That's what will put them in the top six. So I'm with you 100%. All I want to say is we're at the sake of redundancy. We're in descending order. Our lists are the same. So all I'm going to say is prepare yourself for a hell of a game tonight, because that's going to be a great contest. And I think the Bills are going to prevail. I think, like David said, the Bills are the coup de grace of football this year, and they will be hoisting the Vince Lombardi Trophy. So.
Okay. Well,
have a good evening.
Well, thank you, Tom. Appreciate you for calling from Chicago, and shout out to everybody listening on the score. When you say that, I guess Buffalo Bill fans, they just start to tingle. I guess Buffalo Bill fans, every time someone says that they're the favorite, they start putting out a table. I guess they start losing their minds. I guess they start putting on paint and finding more red, white, and blue. I guess they find wings and matches and I don't know, RVs to jump off the top of. They're going to have to import a lot of tables up to Buffalo the more success they find throughout the course of the year. Because Buffalo Bills fans, these people, they lose their minds. It's a freezing ass cold up there. And then can I call it a tailgate? Hey, Shep, you want to make a trip up there?
Yeah, I would be down in all seriousness, yes.
You want to go through a table?
I want to witness greatness. If I have a chance to witness greatness in my lifetime, I'm all aboard.
But can we put you through a table?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll make sure it's a flaming table.
Have you ever met someone in Buffalo you disliked in all seriousness? They're some of the nicest, most wholesome people you meet in our great country.
Well, they're so close to Canada. Why wouldn't they be?
That's a fair point, too.
Come on now. You get a little bit of influence from our friends in Canada. Shout outs to everybody in Western New York. No, I can't say I've met a bad person from Buffalo. I like Buffalo. I don't know if I want to go see a Bills game in January, but I'll kind of stay right down here in the South, but I'll take it. We got Tim. He's calling from Maryland. Let's go to the Mid-Atlantic. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. First of all, I always have to listen to you at work because, you know, I work 4 to midnight, so I listen to you, and then I punch out, and I go home, and I'm listening to you on my way home. So I always love your show, man. You have a great show.
Thank you. Do you need me to have a conversation with your manager?
Oh, sure, man. You want to do that?
Yeah, what do you want me to tell him?
I'd be more than willing.
What do you want me to tell your manager?
Tell my manager that I need to make more money.
Hey, you call me up one day and you put your manager on the phone, I will tell him. You think I'm joking, I'll tell him. But go ahead, Tim.
Hey, man, I listen to you every night. And, you know, and like I said, when I punch out, first thing I do is punch on your radio station and start listening to you. But anyway, I'm not going to take up any, you know, a lot of time for you. I know you got a lot of callers. The Rams and the Bills. That's it. That's the Super Bowl. I've said that before, and I don't know. I don't have a lot of an explanation of why. It's just a gut feeling. I just have a gut feeling that it's going to be the Rams and the Bills. Which I think would be an awesome Super Bowl, to be honest with you. But
well, we might get the preview. We might get the preview tomorrow night. And there's a reason why the NFL set it up the way that they did. I mean, who wants to see, I don't know, let's say, who wants to see the Seahawks, you know, start the season against the Rams? Nobody.
No. We need something different. You know, it's like all the years the Patriots, you know, were going to the Super Bowl, and, you know, that started getting so old. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, you gotta respect them for that. But, my God, man, let's have something different. Please, you know, yeah. I mean, I'm a DC fan, and I know none of my teams are, you know, going anywhere. So
you don't wait. You don't feel there's not a sliver of optimism or possibility of success when you take a look at the Commanders. Not a sliver.
Well, I mean, of course, there's a sliver. I mean, there's always going to be a sliver because I'm a diehard fan, but.
Yes.
But my God, man. I mean, it's like, I don't know. You know, it's like, it's always something. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, if we start out the year 0-2 against the Lions, and I think we play the Jaguars and the Lions the first two games, if we lose those two games, you know, I mean, I'm done.
Well, let me ask you this.
I couldn't even imagine that.
Will we see Taylor Heineke was very clear in the offseason about Carson Wentz being the starter because of their financial investment into him.
Right.
Will we at any point throughout the course of the season, will we see Taylor Heineke start a game?
Only if Wentz gets hurt.
Okay.
If he gets hurt, Yeah, what we could see. I mean, I love Taylor Heinicke, man. That dude has got he plays with his hair on fire every time he's out there.
But he's okay. He plays. He's a great backup, and he's serviceable when he starts because he will keep you in the game, and he plays his ass off.
Right.
But you don't think Carson Wentz? There's a possibility of him being benched, not just because of injury, but because he might suck.
Well. I mean, you know, you never know with him, man. I mean, I don't know. I didn't like when they signed him. When they signed him, I'm like, oh, man, are you kidding me? You know, Carson Wentz. But, hey, you know, I mean, the guy might, I mean, he might shine. You know, he might. You know, I mean, he might bring his career back up. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, Tim.
You know.
I want to wish you good luck with your squad. I hope that you enjoy the game tomorrow, and I'm gonna be here with you. Okay.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. I always listen to you, man.
Thank you, Tim.
You're a good guy, man, and I love your show.
Well, thank you, Tim. I steal candy from babies and I kick old people when they cross the street. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When I'm not terrorizing the local communities, you can catch me here. A matter of fact, you can catch me on the other side of this break where I will get to more of your calls and we will talk about more NFL teams. The good ones and the bad ones. What's up, New York Jets? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow, it's exciting talking to you, Mr. JR. You are clear, concise, accurate, and honest. I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been giving you an NFL preview, and you know what? I gotta say, this is not a consensus, but really the majority of people are actually agreeing with me and telling me that they believe the Bills are best positioned to win it all. Like I'm not having people call me up and give me ridiculousness. Nobody has called me and given me a dumbass team or a team in the middle of the road. And sure, we can always head into a season and just go, whoa, how the hell did they get here? We can always get a team that hits the fast forward button, a la the Bengals of last season. But all things considered, we know the teams that have the best chances. And so I'm a little surprised that we haven't gotten someone and who's just said, oh, yeah, I don't know, the Minnesota Vikings are going to shock the world. The callers have been reasonable. Maybe I'm in another dimension. Maybe I'm not. 855-212-4CBS. Bill is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, hi, JR. Great to talk to you. Hey, my take is this. I think the L.A. Rams are going to be in the Super Bowl along with the Las Vegas Raiders. I think the AFC West has got to be the toughest division. Now, the Rams, remember, they have Sean McVay, and the Matthew Stafford has only had 1 year in the system. So now I think the second year he'll be even better, and him to Cooper Kupp is going to be awesome.
Sure. I mean, well, it was awesome as hell last year. I mean, they went to a Super Bowl. Cooper Kupp led the world in receiving yards and touchdowns and also receptions. So, I mean, how the hell do you top that? I don't know, besides going to another Super Bowl.
Yeah, with just one quick comment about that. The Yakima newspaper here, you know, east of Seattle, had a big article, and Cooper Kupp's father, who was the NFL quarterback for a while, said that Cooper, one reason why he's almost always open, he has an uncanny, rare sense of spatial awareness. Through vision and feel, he can sense who is around him. It's just amazing.
Yes, we've heard a lot of stories about Cooper Kupp, and he's not the fastest wide receiver, but we've heard many stories about his route running and his ability to get open. And so that in and of itself, and I don't want to say he's been some type of best-kept secret, and thank you, Bill, for calling from Seattle. But if you've paid attention over the past few years, Cooper Kupp has just been a receptions machine. But last year, just tacking on all of the yards and the TDs in addition, yeah, he's elevated himself into just people paying attention. And that's what happens when you go to a Super Bowl, and that's what happens when you walk away as MVP. It's kind of crazy. Gino, calling from Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? This is my first time calling. My top six. Since you picked the Saints, I am going to look at this like a flyer. I bleed blue, so I'm going to go with the Cowboys at six.
Oh, no.
I know they haven't been there in 27 years, but I bleed blue, so I believe in Dak and the boys. And since you said the Saints' defense are pretty good, I think the Cowboys' defense is good also. I don't think last year was an anomaly.
Okay.
So at six, I go with the Cowboys.
Yes.
At five, for my sons, I go with the Ravens. I think Lamar's going to play really good this year. Mm-hmm. And four, I go with KC. Three, I go with the Rams because it's really difficult to repeat. So I put them at three. And two, I always got to go with Tom. I take Tampa Bay, and I agree with you with the Bills. I think they're the most talented, so I say the Bills number one.
Okay.
And thank you for taking my call, sir.
Well, thank you, Gino, for calling from Baltimore. Feel free to make it a normal occurrence. Yeah, it stinks. I think people take a look at the Baltimore Ravens and everybody goes, okay, now what? Well, A, are you going to pay this guy, that guy being Lamar Jackson? And how are you actually going to help him out with offensive weapons? Are we going to wake up and Bateman be one of the best wideouts in the game? Or are we just going to look at Lamar dumping the ball off to Andrews at every chance and opportunity that he gets? And, you know, for a while it was like, oh, man, the Ravens are here and the Ravens are going to improve and the Ravens are going to climb the mountain. It looks like they peaked a few seasons ago. That's not to take away from Lamar Jackson and his talent and what he brings to the table, but it just sucks that the Ravens aren't in that conversation any longer as being just the cream of the crop. Oh, my God, the Ravens, they should go to the AFC title game. And, oh, yeah, Lamar won an MVP. And it's, I don't want to say stale, but that's probably the most appropriate word. It's like, yeah, now what? They have a chance to run the ball. They have a chance to have an amazing defense with amazing corners. And, yes, they were decimated by injuries last year. But it's just like, okay, we've seen this story with this team, with this squad, with this quarterback, with this coach. Now what? I want to see the Ravens whoop ass. But are we going to see the same story that we've gotten for the past several years? It's highly likely. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls before I am forced to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? Let me give you your flowers right now. I appreciate what you do, and I know there are young people who hear you, and they want to model themselves behind what you're doing, and you're doing it so well. I know we'll end up with some really good people out there on the air in the near future.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yes, the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, that's a good reminder. I'm going to be back on college campuses and universities all over North America. Stay tuned. Last fall, we did the Media for the Movement tour in conjunction with Special Olympics and talked to students about diversity, inclusion, and the changing media landscape. And damn it, we're going to do it again. And so I look forward to catching up with everybody very, very, very soon. And a matter of fact, a big shout out to Michael Higginbottom. He tweeted me at JR Sport Brief. He says he's listening on 103.5 in Berea, Kentucky. He said, give us a shout out. I told Michael, oh, hell yeah, I will. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you and everybody in Kentucky for giving us a listen. You know, as we get ready for the NFL season, we've gone through a lot of callers. We've previewed tomorrow night's game. It should be a good one between the Buffalo Bills and the Rams, the defending Super Bowl champs. And I'm only picking the Rams to win tomorrow because they're at home. If I have to look at the totality of the entire season, I'm going with the Buffalo Bills. And to my surprise, as I said, a lot of people are agreeing with me. And so before I am forced to roll out, I'm going to get to more of your calls. Get your thoughts on some of the teams that will make some moves, and yeah, who cares about the ones that won't? 855-212-4CBS. Maya is here from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Now, that's not that's not nice, JR, to say you don't care about the teams that won't make some moves.
What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to sit here and name a bum team. Name one.
You're not curious to see how some of the talent is going to develop on, like, say, Jacksonville? Or I'm just saying that they did draft some good people to some of these bum teams.
Yes.
They had early draft picks. They had no choice but to get some talent.
Sure. I keep up with every single team. Do I pay as much attention and watch as intently? No. I can tell you right now, am I going to sit down with anticipation to watch every single Seahawks game? The answer is no.
Oh, yeah, we know that. But, I mean, you know, people still have interest. There's nothing else with fantasy football, man.
Well, God bless them, not me.
Anyhow, yes. What do you mean that the luster is off? Number one, a raven's feathers never lose their luster, boy.
Their feathers are black. They're black feathers. What luster's that?
Wait a minute. Hold up. It's the sheen on the feathers. And actually, did you know a raven's feathers are not exactly black? Rise and Conquer, the two raven mascots, their chest feathers are more dark gray. When they're all together, they look black. But when you stand next to them, they're a dark charcoal-like gray.
The last time I saw a Ravens mascot, his name was Poe, and he ended up blowing out his knee on the field. So I don't know what?
Why?
Like, what type of mascot plays in a football game and or is supposed to entertain people and can't even do that? Well, what's that about?
No, nah, them little kids tackled my man. Look,
oh, okay. The little kids.
About the real team.
Okay. Yeah, the little kids busted up the Raven. Okay, I'll let you live with that one. What else you got?
What, he has two brothers. Remember when the team originally debuted their mascot?
Edgar.
It for three birds. Edgar Allen and Poe.
Edgar Allen and Poe. Okay, yeah.
So the other two are going to come out of retirement. But anyhow,
okay.
Back to the team.
Stupid birds.
I'm tired of everybody talking about, well, who are you going to throw the ball to? Did you see Isaiah Likely during the preseason? Did you pay attention? It don't sound like you did.
No, I don't give a damn about no preseason, no.
Well, Isaiah Likely, remember, we've always killed with two tight end sets. When you have Pitta and Dixon, a different one. Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews and Bateman, they are going to be more surprising than people think. They're ready. They are the real deal, and they're ready. And then you're going to get Dobbins back in the mix. He does pretty good at pass catching. everybody thinks that they're just going to have and throw Lamar out there to run this year. No, they have. The boy can pass. Go back and look at his stats.
Yeah, I'm actually.
And look at his stats from college. I mean, man can throw.
Yes, I am a Lamar Jackson. I'm one of the defenders of him. But I will tell you this, and I'm not disagreeing with you about the potential growth of their offense. But when I talk about the luster of the team, it's almost like, okay, when is it going to happen? That's it. I'd love to see the Ravens have success because I'd love to see people actually credit Lamar Jackson for what he has done and for not what he hasn't, because he's had one of the best careers that a quarterback can ever start his career with. And so I don't think he gets that.
I'm tired of that, too.
Yeah, I don't think he gets that just due. And I'd love to see them have success. Maya, I appreciate you for calling from Maryland.
Real quick.
Yes.
What do you think is a fair contract for him? Okay, the rumor is that he wants $275 million. The other side of the rumor, according to your boy at CBS Sports, there, Jason Lockenfour, is
he's great. I love Jason.
Scotty doesn't want to put aside that much guaranteed money because apparently the owners have to put it in a guaranteed
escrow
contract. Right.
Yes. Yes.
So Scotty doesn't want to do that. So it's not that they don't
they'll
give him $250, but it won't be guaranteed.
That is, I think we've learned, and thank you, I'm going to answer you, that is almost an outlier contract, the one that Deshaun Watson got. We can all shake our damn heads at it. And so I will assume it's going to fall in between somewhere between Kyler Murray and Deshaun Watson. And he can either take the deal or he cannot take it. That's it. I have no idea. We have beat this into the ground for months now. We heard about Lamar basically handing out his ultimatum. By the time Friday comes, if they have no deal, he will no longer negotiate. They're going to have to wait until the postseason. He's saying, hey, I'm going to focus in on the New York Jets. And so your guess is as good as mine. I mean, between him and Aaron Judge and what contract he gets offered over the next several months is just beyond me. At least Aaron Judge he's going out and played. He's going through the season. He's not done yet. He might go out there and break records. He's already hit more home runs by a righty than any Yankee ever before in history. And he might now hit more home runs than any human being that we've seen since Barry Bonds did it. Okay, so let's see what Lamar can do this upcoming season. Whatever it is, it ain't going to be easy. Kim is calling up from Modesto, Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kim? Hey, Kim, you're live. Well, Kim ain't live with me no more. Bye. Bobby calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Pleasure to be on the show, brother.
Thank you.
I think something with Baltimore, you show me the money. Show me the playoffs first for Baltimore, and then I'll show you the money for Lamar Jackson. But anyway, I think the top dog – football is back, you know, the Rams and the Bills. Two top dogs in NFC, AFC. The top dog right now has to be the Buffalo Bills. There's no doubt about it. I think second place may be the Chargers, but I ain't worried about any team in the NFC. The NFC is either going to be the Rams or the Buccaneers. But AFC has got to be the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
No doubt.
Thank you, Bobby, for calling from Georgia. Adam is calling from T-Dot. Go ahead, Adam.
JR, man, I'm like a kid on Christmas Eve. I appreciate Maya giving me my bird facts for the day, but the only species anyone has to worry about this season is the buffalo. My God, Josh Allen is on – it's Josh Allen revenge tour starts tomorrow, JR. I'm telling you, it starts tomorrow in L.A. I'm not as optimistic as that guy earlier who said we're going to go undefeated, but – I'm so excited, JR. I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight, man. You know, like in hearing you and Shep, the two smartest guys on the radio, say Buffalo and everyone else say Buffalo, it's making me so optimistic. I'm ready for the heartbreak, though, man. I'm just ready for it. But JR, let me tell you, man, I swear on my life, if the Bills win the Super Bowl,
don't do that.
I will tweet you a video of me jumping off my roof and into a table. just for you, man.
No. Whoa. I don't want to see you ending up in the emergency room. No, thank you. Don't tag me on that, okay?
Okay, but you're going to see it anyways, man. And maybe not from my roof. Maybe just from a table to another table, man. I mean, I got to do it. I've never done it before. I'm a lifelong Bills fan. I got to do it once. And if they do it okay. this year, I got to do it.
Okay,
man,
well, listen, Adam, if you want to go through a table, we have there's professions for that. Just be a professional wrestler, okay?
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. I'll start tomorrow. I'll start training.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you,
man.
Adam.
I appreciate you so much, JR.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Yeah, they have a great way of getting paid to go through tables and fall on steps and concrete, and somehow, some way, their bodies last until they don't. And they fall apart. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. And thank you to everybody who's been listening here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. The NFL is back. We're going to talk about the Bills. We'll talk about the Rams after the game. I'll be on air while the game is here with you. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. We got a lot to do tomorrow. Yeah. It's like the day before Christmas. It's like New Year's Eve. It's NFL Eve. You can catch me at JR Sport Brief on all social media. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap until tomorrow. But don't move. Don't go anywhere. Why? Amy Lawrence. She's coming up next.